السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. اے میرے مولا، میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. اے میرے مولا، میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. سب تو ہو باہر، دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. اے میرے مولا، میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. سب تو ہو باہر، دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. قلب تپا میں، دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز، لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز، لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ. الا اللہ، 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 الا اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ. سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو، بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو، بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو کون مکان میں تو ہی تو، بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو، بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو کون مکان میں تو ہی تو، بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام میں تو ہی تو، بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام میں تو ہی تو، بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو سود و ضیاع میں تو ہی تو، بس تو ہی تو. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز، لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ. الا اللہ، 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 الا اللہ. جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہو پیارا، تو ہی تو، ہاں تو ہی تو. جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا، تو ہی تو، ہاں تو ہی تو. جس کے لیے ہے سب کچھ گوارا، تو ہی تو، ہاں تو ہی تو. او اللہ، سم ون دیٹ از مور بلوڈ ٹو می دین ایون مائی مور اون لائف از نن بٹ یو. تو ہی تو، بس تو ہی تو. It's only you that is more beloved to me than my own life. Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must be more beloved to us than our own lives. Now we say that how can they be more beloved to us than our own lives? So what does a person do when he's attacked? When a person is attacked, then he says that I will give my life for the defense of my life. He gives his life for what? For the defense of his life. So it shows that there can be something more than one's own life. That he is prepared to give his life, but for something which he declares as the defense of his own life. So in the same way, a person is prepared to give his life for the sake of the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is what we call shahadat. Then shahadat is of two kinds. One is the shahadat which is well known to all, that the person gives his life in jihad, in the defense of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that giving of life is not all the time. An occasion arises, there will be jihad, and the person is fighting for the defense of the deen, or for the protection of the borders of Islam, or in the protection of his own life and the life of his companions who are in the battle, and some enemy's bullet gets him, or somebody's sword gets him, or some bomb falls on his head and he departs from this world, then that is a great shahadat. That is a great action. It is shahadat which we all are familiar with. And the other shahadat is which a person gets every day of his life. In his 24-hour day, we do not know how many times he has to become shaheed. How many times there is jihad against his nafs. How many times he has to place that sword on the neck of the evil desires of his nafs. There is an attack. There is a battle that is being waged all the time between himself, between his soul and his nafs. Now at that time the person is getting manavi shahadat. It is also a form of a shahadat. And in fact this is the more difficult shahadat, because the person has got to wage this jihad all the time. All those who say it is difficult, difficult, what is difficult? The difficulty is that you have to suppress that nafs. You have to fight and wage a war against that nafs in so many different places and situations. The person is in the business, there too there's temptation to earn haram, to cheat, to commit fraud, to deceive the customer. The person is in the school, in the colleges, in the universities, there too there's so much of temptation. In whichever field the person is a doctor, there too there's so much of temptation. The person is an ustad and is a teacher, there too there's temptations. Everywhere there's temptations, and everywhere there is this constant attack of the nafs. Now at that time the person says that I am going to give my life, but I'm not going to displease my Allah Ta'ala. That is that jihad. That is that shahadat. That the person says that my life can go, but I'm not going to speak a lie. But of course there are situations where sometimes speaking of a lie is better than speaking the truth. So you must have the knowledge also where to speak a lie. If there is a problem and a dispute between husband and wife, then at such a time a little white lie here and there, just to maintain good relationship. Now there that lie is better than the truth, but where it does not cause any kind of harm to that person. The person's legitimate right is not being harmed or trampled upon. But generally to speak a lie, or to take false oaths, or to deceive, to commit fraud, and all the other sins. Now at such a time when those temptations come, the person says, no, my Allah Ta'ala's hukam is that I should not do this or do that. So that's the jihad against his nafs, which is a 24-hour jihad. Jihad of his whole life. So there he is becoming shaheed all the time. On the battlefield, it is the blood of the shaheed that oozes out. And in this person's life, it is the blood of his evil desires that flows out, and it covers his heart. As Hazrat Maulana Aki Mohd Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum repeatedly gives this example. Many, many times he has given that example, and many, many times I have also given that example after listening to it from him, of the rising of the sun. And indeed it is a very beautiful example, if only we can take a lesson from it, that when does the sun rise? Even if we listen to this example 100 times, it will strengthen our iman and yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it will create and develop that love if we practice upon it. That when does the sun rise? The sun rises after the horizon has turned red. Go anywhere, especially at the beach, if you watch the sun rising from the horizon, then first you will see the horizon turning red. Or from any clear place, or from any place where there's a clear view, you will find first the horizon is turning red, while the sun is still beneath the horizon. The redness of the glow you will see on the horizon, and then the sun rises. And when it rises, then it lights up the entire world. So in the same way, first the horizon of our hearts have to be turned red with the blood of our evil desires. When these horizons, or the horizon of our heart, is going to turn red with the blood of our evil desires, that we are making shahadat, we are giving life all the time, we are making shaheed of those evil desires, then in this world just one sun rises, or it lights up certain areas, it doesn't even light up the entire area, and then again there are, after some time it is going to set too. But when the person is going to turn his heart red with the blood of his evil desires, then when the suns of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala are going to rise in that heart, he is not going to set again. And it will bring such light and such glow into that heart, that if only the kings could see the shine on that heart, then they will stop digging in the ground for diamonds. Then they would have sent forces and attacked the hearts of those Ahlullah and those Walis of Allah Ta'ala. As Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah used to say, that Waliullah has got diamonds in his heart. When you are going to go to the grave, O kings, you are going to take your crowns and you're going to leave behind your crown and your throne and everything here. And when Waliullah is going to go into his grave, he's going to take the diamonds with him. And what are those diamonds? The diamonds are of the love of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's a reality, it is not a fantasy. But for digging of the diamonds in this world also, there's so much of equipment that is required. How much of money is spent to dig up diamonds? And then to refine them and polish them and shine them. So there is so much of effort required just for these worldly diamonds which we're going to leave behind. So cannot we make a little effort for those diamonds which we are going to take with us to the qabr?
जान से भी जो मुझको है प्यारा तू ही तो हाँ तू ही तू जिसके लिए सब कुछ है गवारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू दोनों जहाँ में मेरा सहारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू मेरी नाव का कीवन हारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Aisa samaja meri nazar mein jalwa tera dekhu har su. Aisa samaja meri nazar mein jalwa tera dekhu har su. Ghaibat dambar ko bhi na ho har waqt rahun ru dar ru. Mere liye bazaar jahan ho sarbasar ek maidan ho. Tu hi tu ho tu hi tu, tu hi tu ho tu hi tu. Mere liye bazaar jahan ho sarbasar ek maidan ho. Tu hi tu ho tu hi tu, tu hi tu ho tu hi tu. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, laakh ho manzar pesh nigah. Illallahu illallah, 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 illallahu illallah. Zarra zarra qatra qatra ratbo yabis bahro bar. Zarra zarra qatra qatra ratbo yabis bahro bar. Nuro naro ojo pasti kufro ima khairo shar. Ek zuba ho kar ye sab ke sab dete hain teri khabar. Tere aage hech hai har she, tu hi hai sab se bartar. Kuch na sujai de mujhe har giz, laakh ho manzar pesh nigah. Illallahu illallah, 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 illallahu illallah. Meri nazar mein sab yaksa ho, koi gada ho ya ho sha. Meri nazar mein sab yaksa ho, koi gada ho ya ho sha. Hoon nazara mar'oob kisi se, koi ho kitna hi zija. Raaz-e-wahdat se tu kar de dil ko mere ya rab aaga. Mere liye ho jaye barabar baagh-o-sehra ko ho ka. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, laakh ho manzar pesh nigah. Illallahu illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram. Zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ey Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my forgiving Allah, compassionate, kind, caring Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my Allah, we acknowledge all our sins. We are confessing before you, oh my beloved Allah. We are not justifying any of our haram. We are not justifying any of our sins, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, you are Ghafoorur Rahim. You are Ghafoorur Rahim. You are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. Ay Kareem, Karam Farma. Ay Rahim, Raham Farma. Ay Ghaffar, Maghfirat Farma. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. Oh Allah, from the time we became of age up till now. Oh Allah, we have committed so much of sins. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of those sins. We are not happy about those sins. Oh Allah, it was your mercy, it was your kindness, it was your compassion that you did not seize us there and then. Oh Allah, you could have destroyed us the moment we committed sins. But oh Allah, how kind you are that you did not seize us there and then. If it had been another Allah, oh my Allah, then he would have destroyed us because we were using the ni'mats that were given by you. Oh Allah, all the ni'mats that you blessed us with, we used for your disobedience. Ay Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Ay Allah, din raat teri hi ni'matein tere hi khilaf istemal karte. Oh Allah, you blessed us with sight. We used our sight for so much of haram. You blessed us with hearing. We used our hearing for so much of haram. You blessed us with speech. We used our speech for so much of haram speech. You blessed us with hands. We touched so much of haram with our hands. You blessed us with feet. We walked towards so much of haram places with these feet of ours. Oh, my beloved Allah, you could have paralyzed us there and then. Oh, my beloved Allah, you could have made us blind the moment we saw haram. You could have made us deaf the moment we listened to haram. You could have made us dumb the moment we spoke haram. Oh Allah, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are, how kind you are.
Oh, by Allah, therefore we are turning towards you with repentance. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ay Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from you. Your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, we may be sinful. Oh Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. But oh Allah, you are extremely forgiving. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, aaj puri ummat-e-muslima gunaho ki wajah se pareshan haal hai. Ay Allah, because of our sins, oh Allah, the ummat is suffering all over in the world. Ay Allah, forgive us and forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, who else is there for us besides you that we can turn? Ay Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ay Allah, tere siwa habara koi nahi. Tere siwa habara koi sahara nahi. Ay Allah, bas tu hi habara hai. Agar mere maula, tu ne teri nazr rahmat hum se pher li, to tu bata ke phir hum gande kaha jaye. Hamara kon pursane hal hoga? Oh Allah, who is there for us if you have to turn away your nazar of rahmat from us? Oh Allah, do not turn away your nazar of rahmat. We know that we are already suffering destruction in the world because of our sins. But oh Allah, look at your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, tu tere pyare Habib ko dekh. Ay Allah, hum unke ummati hai. Hum jaise bhi hai, lekin unke ummati hai. اے اللہ تو ہمیں معاف کر کے رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو خوش کر دے. اے اللہ forgive us and please رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Oh Allah, if you forgive us, we will become pleased. You will become pleased. Your Rasul will become pleased. And oh Allah, if you have to punish us, the only one that will be pleased will be Shaitan. Oh Allah, you do not like punishment. Oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Oh Allah, therefore we have gathered here. Ya Allah, there were many attractions in the outside world. There were many attractions in our homes and in the bazaars. Oh Allah, these brothers and sisters have left those attractions and have come into your home. Ay Allah, these brothers have come into your home. Ay Allah, for nothing else but to seek from you forgiveness of sins. And to seek from you the best of dunya and akhirat. And to seek from you your mercy and your rahmat. Ay Allah, there is nothing else that has gathered us here. اے اللہ اب تو تو رحم فرما لے. اے اللہ اب تو امت مسلمہ کے حال پر رحم فرما لے. اے اللہ اور کیسے کیسے دن ہم دیکھیں گے. اے اللہ تو امت مسلمہ کے حال پر رحم فرما. اے اللہ دشمنوں کو یا تو ہدایت دے. Either bless them with ہدایت, the enemies of Islam. Oh Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Oh Allah, if you could cause the president of a superpower to collapse just over one pretzel that he was eating. Ay Allah, tere liye kya mushkil hai us zameen ko hila dena. Ay Allah, a president of a superpower, but oh Allah, he collapses and he passes out. Ay Allah, even his own life is not in his control. Ay Allah, ye zalim jo hai, ya to inko hidayat de, ya Allah, aur bhi ibratnak saza inko de. Ay Allah, the earth and the ground that is beneath the feet of the military, oh Allah, shake that ground. Ay Allah, unke zameen ko hila de. Ay Allah, cause their planes to crash. Cause their bombs to fall on their own heads. Create division and disunity in their ranks. Allah, destroy their pride and their arrogance as you destroyed his pride and his arrogance and the pride and the arrogance of Britain and America and so many other countries. That after so many months of bombing, they have not as yet reached their so-called objective. Ay, vere Allah, destroy their pride. Ay Allah, tu inko khatam farma. Ay Allah, tu inke ghurur ko khatam farma. Ay Allah, create such division in their ranks that, oh Allah, they become destroyed with their own divisions. Either bless them with hidayat, with iman and with Islam. But oh Allah, if that is not in their muqaddar because they have made up their mind that they are going to reject you, then oh Allah, use the wind against their forces. Use the rain against their forces. Shake the ground, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, your forces are unlimited. Oh Allah, just one pretzel is your force. Ay, mere Allah, تو قادر مطلق ہے. اے اللہ ہم تیری طرف رجوع کرتے ہیں. او اللہ send your غیبی مدد and نصرت for the مجاہدین, those whom they have arrested and they have made prisoners, oh my beloved Allah, whom they say have got no rights in this world. Oh Allah, in your sight they have many, many rights. Ay Allah, we know that it is a form of a shahadat for them. Oh Allah, we know that they are making those sacrifices for your deen. Among the Sahaba-e-Kiram, Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'een. Oh Allah, there were Sahaba-e-Kiram who were arrested and imprisoned. There were Sahaba-e-Kiram who were tied to the trees and beaten up. There were Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een who were thrown into boiling oil. Ay Allah, thrown into burning fire. Oh Allah, Hazrat Bilal was dragged on the hot sands of Makkah. Oh Allah, burning hot stones were placed on his bare chest. Oh Allah, the 3 years that they were ostracized in Shaab ibn Abi Talib, the time came when they had to chew leather to survive, when they had to chew the leaves of trees to survive. Oh Allah, how, what sacrifices they made for your deen, oh Allah. But then, oh my beloved Allah, you gave them the conquest of Makkah. Oh Allah, you gave them the conquest of Hunayn. Oh Allah, Khaybar was made fatah. Ay Allah, so many lands were made fatah. Oh Allah, you caused the empires to fall at their feet. Ay Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai. Oh Allah, you are the same Allah even today. Oh Allah, you are the same Allah today. We have become weak in our actions and our deeds. Ay Allah, we have become weak in our actions. But you have not become weak, O my Allah, in your might and power. Ay Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo karte hain. Ay Allah, humare hal par raham farma le. Ay Allah, humari maghfirat farma de. Ay Allah, puri ummat ko maaf kar de. Puri ummat ke liye daryaye rahmat khol de. O Allah, we know that we have built up umbrellas of steel above our heads. We do not want your rahmat to drench us. O Allah, the steel umbrellas are the umbrellas of sins, which we are not prepared to give up in spite of looking at what is happening around the world. Aaj bhi hamare gharon ke andar wahi badmashia hai. Allah, even today in our homes it is the same sins. Allah, we are indulging in the same evil passions and desires. Allah, even today we are not prepared to make tawbah from all the sins that we have been indulging in. Allah, lekin tu raham karne wala khuda hai. Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless the poor, the whole ummah with prosperity and happiness. Oh Allah, bless the whole ummah with hidayat. Allah, cause the winds of hidayat to blow throughout the continents. Allah, hamari iman ki hifazat farma. Oh Allah, protect and safeguard our iman. Allah, we make a little bit of namaz, some zikr, some tilawat, and we engage in some dini service and activities, and we make some gush and talim and tabligh. But oh my beloved Allah, we have not made islah of our complete nafs. Allah, we have not reformed and changed totally. Our hearts are filled with pride, oh my Allah. Our hearts are filled with jealousy. Our hearts are filled with greed. Our hearts are filled with malice. Oh Allah, our hearts are filled with arrogance. Our hearts are filled with so much of evil. Allah, we carry these hearts into the masjids. We carry these hearts in our hajj. We carry these hearts for our zikr programs. And we carry these hearts, oh my Allah, for dini activities. Allah, we are seeking from you a purification of these hearts. Allah, humare dilon ka tasfiya farma de. Allah, hume musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, qulub ata farma. Allah, make us realize that you cannot come into the hearts that are filled with these type of filth. Allah, we will not accommodate. And no guest of ours would like to sleep in a room in which there are dead dogs and dead cats, and there are corpses in those rooms. Ay Allah, with the stench and filth in that room. Oh Allah, even an ordinary guest will not like to sleep in that room. Ay Allah, then how can you come into such hearts which are filled with so much of stench and with so much of filth? Ay Allah, and yet we are proud and we are arrogant. Hai mere Allah, tu hame hidayat nasib farma. Bless us with humility and with tawazu, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with humility and with tawazu, O my Allah. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to make salam to our brothers. Ameen.
and not wait for them to make salam to us. Allah, give us humility in our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, distance us from the fire of Jahannam. Distance us from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, protect us from the azab of Qabr. Protect us from the azab of Qabr. Cause us to cross pull Sirat like lightning. Allah, protect us from all the fitnas that are around us, especially the fitnas of Dajjal which are coming. Mere Allah, Dajjal ke fitnos se hamari hifazat farma. Oh Allah, there are fitnas in our professions, fitnas in our schools and colleges, fitnas in our bazaars and marketplaces, fitnas in our homes. Oh Allah, where do we go? Mere pyare Allah, tu hamari madad farma. Give us the himmat and courage like lions against our nafs. Oh Allah, who we are fooling, oh my Allah. We are just deceiving ourselves, oh my beloved Allah, if we pretend with our outward forms. Oh Allah, in our homes there's so much of filthy literature. In our homes so much of filthy movies. In our homes so much of filthy movies that we watch on the television screens. Oh my beloved Allah, in the homes of the Muslims there's so much of filth. Ha, mere Allah, how can the rahmat of yours descend in such homes? No wonder there's so much of fights and division and disunity in the ummah. Allah, masajid are not free from fights and quarrels. Homes are not free from fights and quarrels. Allah, families are disunited. Brothers and sisters disunited. Parents and children disunited. Ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shredded to pieces. Where Allah, that ummah for whom my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cried so much. That ummah for whom he shed so much of his blood. That ummah which he left in one piece, oh my Allah. That ummah who cried for the ummah. Ha, very Allah, that ummah today is disunited. Allah, give hidayat to the Muslim governments. Allah, change the condition of those governments. Allah, either give them hidayat or replace them with better government. Mere Allah, tu unko hidayat nasi farma. Allah, sare alam ke insano ko hidayat de. Ya Allah, hamein sehat de, afiyat de. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with joy in this world and the akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ya Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Accept the masajid efforts, oh my Allah. Madaris ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Tasneef ki mehnat qubool farma. Sab kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Oh Allah, the ingredient that is missing in our lives is ikhlas. Therefore, so much of deeni activities are taking place. But oh Allah, no inqilab and revolution is taking place in the ummah. Ay Allah, tu hame ikhlas ata farma. Ay Allah, bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat. Ay Allah, one day we have to leave this world. Every day we read notices on the board of some janaza or the other. Lekin mere Allah, it does not cause any stir on our hearts. Ay mere Allah, we do not think that one day we have to also proceed in the same direction. Ay Allah, a day is going to come in our lives when the watches will be removed from our wrists. Oh Allah, the rings will be removed from the fingers. Our beautiful clothes will be removed from our bodies. Our homes will remain where they are. Our cars will remain where they are. Our children will remain outside. We will proceed alone, oh my Allah, to our graves. Oh my beloved Allah, nobody will accompany us in the graves except our deeds and our actions. Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing such actions that our grave become lit up. Allah, hamari qabar nurani ho jaye. Those brothers and sisters who have passed away, bless them with maghfirat. Bless them with jannatul firdaus. Ay mere pyare Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, when the time of our death comes, oh my Allah, you know, oh my Allah, that although we are the ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are so much of haram that we engage in. Allah, don't let the angel of death visit any Muslim in a haram action. Ameen, ameen. Allah, we are reading of deaths in prostitute quarters. We are reading of deaths, O my Allah, in cinemas and theatres. We are hearing of deaths in discos. We are hearing of deaths in casinos. Oh, my beloved Allah, deaths whilst watching filth on the television screen. Death of a person took place recently, oh my Allah, with a filthy magazine in his hand. Oh, my beloved Allah, death of a Muslim took place not very long ago in a prostitute court. Where Allah, because of our actions, don't cause embarrassment to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. For we will rise as we die. Where Allah, we will rise as we die. Oh Allah, do not let us rise from some casino or a disco or in some haram action. Don't let our death be in fornication or adultery. Allah, when the time of our death comes, call us to Madina Tayyiba. Let our death be at the Rauza Mubarak of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with shahadat, O my beloved Allah, at the Rauza of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. O Allah, let there be a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. At the time of our departure from this world, O Allah, show us some tajalli of yours. That our soul comes dancing towards you. Ay, very Allah, we will leave everything behind in this world. Don't attach our hearts to these things. O Allah, we can use these things, but don't attach our hearts to the worldly things. Sab kuch yaha reh jayega. Sirf kafan hamare saath jayega. Mere Allah, maut hamare barkat wali maut ata farma. Ay Allah, Rasul Pak, all the duas that he made in his entire life for the ummah. Bless us with all that goodness that he asked for us. Bless us with all that goodness that he asked for us. How much he begged for us. He used to stand whole night in prayer until his feet used to swell for the sake of the ummah. Ay Allah, he cried so much for the ummah. So much of his blood was shed for the ummah. Ay Allah, all the du'as that he made for us, bless us with that goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness. If they are living, bless them with good health and bless them with the best of this world and akhirat. And if they have passed away, then fill the graves with dur. Allah, bless our children with that goodness, our wives with that goodness, our friends with that goodness, our family members with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqa-e-tufail mein, tu hamari duaon ko qubool farma.